It was not a good week on the Prague Stock Exchange, where share prices slumped to their lowest level since November 2006, following further sell-offs by foreign investors. The index has decreased by 13.5% this year. The past 2 weeks has wiped out nearly all of the profits made last year. Developers ECM were the biggest losers, with their shares falling by 10.15%. CME, Komerční banka and Orko property losses ranged between 4 and 6%. Analysts assigned the slump to the situation in the USA that affected markets all over the world.
The Czech carmaker Škoda Auto increased its sales around the world by 14.5% last year, a company spokesperson said on Tuesday. Total sales of Škoda cars reached over 630,000 in 2007. The firm's biggest single market is Germany, while over half of its vehicles are sold in West European states. Škoda, which is owned by Germany's Volkswagen, sold almost 65,000 cars here in the Czech Republic. Car making has been one of the main motors of the Czech economy in recent years.
Visa has apologised for a glitch in its transaction system in Poland, the Czech Republic and Hungary that left an unspecified number of customers with duplicated withdrawals on their accounts. The transaction error occurred at the start of the week and there are said to have been hundreds of duplicated operations. A Visa spokesperson categorically denied that the malfunction was the work of hackers and said clients' money would be refunded.
Czech building output grew by 7% year-on-year in November after a 3.5% growth in October, the Czech Statistical Office reported this week. A marked increase was recorded in the fields of civil engineering and the modernization and reconstruction of roads. Analysts attributed this boost to the fact that the municipalities had earmarked funds especially for this purpose.
Czech companies do not want to employ people over 55, and some even consider them second-rate employees, the Daily Pravo wrote Wednesday in connection with the government's plan to raise the retirement age to 65. If the government fails to change this trend, a considerable part of the country's senior citizens may end up on the dole collecting unemployment benefits rather than salaries, the paper writes. People over 50 make up one-third of the unemployed, and only 22% of men and women aged 60 to 64 are economically active, Pravo says.
And if you like to keep abreast of economic developments in the